Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump has pardoned his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, as well as his longtime friend and advisor, Roger Stone. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports.
Manafort and Stone are the two latest individuals who were convicted as part of the Russia investigation to receive a presidential pardon. Manafort was convicted of bank and tax fraud and pleaded guilty to conspiracy, while Stone was convicted of lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering. The president had already commuted Stone's sentence. Now he's granted him a full pardon. Trump has long railed against the Russia investigation, and he has now issued pardons to five people who were convicted as part of the probe. Trump also has pardoned Charles Kushner, who served time in federal prison for tax evasion and other crimes. He also happens to be the father of President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump vetoed a defense bill yesterday, which had the bipartisan support of Congress. He objects to provisions that would allow military bases be renamed to no longer honor Confederate leaders. He also wanted the bill to include limits on social media companies he claims are biased against him. Coronavirus outbreaks in California prisons are worse than ever, with 10 COVID-19-related deaths reported this week. Kate Wolf of member station KQED reports.
Almost every prison in California is dealing with a COVID outbreak, with more than 800 cases each at prisons in Monterey, Tuolumne, and Los Angeles counties. Corrections staff are also testing positive in record numbers, topping 3,000 new cases in just the last 2 weeks. Donald Spector, an attorney for inmates suing over prison health conditions, says more than 100 inmates are hospitalized.
Hospital beds are virtually full, and the prison population is adding to that burden because the state didn't take sufficient steps to mitigate the risk.
State corrections officials say they've now begun vaccinations for especially vulnerable inmates and staff. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wolf in Oakland.
An announcement could come today that Britain and the European Union have agreed on a trade deal after Britain leaves the bloc next week. NPR's Frank Langford reports the two sides may have resolved the main impediment to an agreement, EU fishing rights in UK waters.
It appears that the UK has agreed to let European fleets continue to keep a majority of their catch in British fishing grounds for the coming years. Now, this may sound really minor and kind of odd. Fish, of course, account for less than 1% of the British economy, but it's played a really outsized role in negotiations, and it actually tells you what, to some degree, what these are really about. It has this huge symbolic value. Back in 2016, the Brexit referendum, the big slogan then was to take back control from the EU, and that includes fishing grounds, and that's why the UK has fought so hard for this.
NPR's Frank Langfitt. This is NPR News. Chinese regulators announced today they're investigating e-commerce giant Alibaba for antitrust violations, alleging the company pressures its business partners not to deal with its competitors. Alibaba is the largest online retailer by sales in the world. Government officials say a provincial court in Pakistan has ordered the release of a man who was once charged with the murder of American journalist Daniel Pearl. It's the latest twist in the court case following Pearl's killing nearly two decades ago. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
The High Court in the southern province of Sindh ordered the release of Ahmad Omar Saeed Sheikh. He was being held in detention by government authorities who said his release would endanger the public. He had been placed in detention after the same court acquitted Sheikh in April. That was 18 years after he was first sentenced for his involvement in the abduction and gruesome murder of Daniel Pearl in the southern port city of Karachi. The court also acquitted three other men. The move blindsided the American government, the Pearl's family and friends, and journalism advocacy groups. The acquittal is now being appealed separately by the government and Pearl's family, and that process could take years. The next hearing is expected on January 5. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
A major storm hit the upper Midwest yesterday and is now moving east, grounding airplanes and making highway travel treacherous. Several highways have been shut down, and motorists in most areas in the Midwest are being urged to stay off the roads. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.